Hey, welcome back to Locked On Spurs, right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, News 4 San Antonio and Fox 29 SanAntonio.com. And in a moment, we'll bring on our guest, Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. As you know, the San Antonio Spurs season is still on hiatus due to the COVID-19 virus pretty much plaguing the world. But that does not mean that some of your favorite San Antonio Spurs, current and past, are doing their part to help not only calm down people's fears, but also send out very important messages about the COVID-19, as well as some personal safety to take, all that and more. Also on the show, with the NBA season still at least projected not to start up until June, late June, mid-June, is it even pointless? Should the Spurs season even resume? Or should the NBA just say, you know what, let's call it a day. We'll see you next season when the 2021 season begins. Joe, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. And you gotta say, you know, some of the Spurs, current and past, are doing their part to help calm down some fears, aren't they, Joe?
Oh, that they are, you know, and that's a good thing. You want to see familiar faces, and, you know, let's face it, a lot of these former Spurs players are almost like family here in San Antonio. So when you hear a PSA, it's almost like coming from a family member. So it's always good to hear from a familiar face to kind of calm the waters, you know, that are going on right now.
Well, let's go ahead and start with that familiar face. That is Manu Ginobili. He recently did, in all intents and purposes, Joe, it was just a basic PSA, excuse me, and telling people to wash their hands and, you know, play it safe. He did it in Spanish, though. And a lot of Spurs fans are kind of like, what did he just say? And one Spurs fan told me, whatever he said, it must have been important. But that's basically what it was, wasn't it, Joe?
Yeah, you know, I'm frequent in Spanish. You know, yo hablo español muy bien. So I understood what Manu was saying. So basically, in layman's terms, I mean, it was just saying it's time. We must stop the virus now. You can do your part. And basically, he was just telling everybody the same thing that they've already heard all over the airwaves and all over you know, the local and national television and radio, is, you know, wash your hands, be careful, be vigilant, don't be in close proximity of people, you know, social distancing, that kind of stuff. So it was good to see that Manu is doing his part to kind of reconvey that message and say, hey, y'all need to take this serious, you know?
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, too. And he's using his platform for good. You know, he's a well-known player. He's a famous person. And he's doing it for good. And leave it to Manu Ginobili, Joe, to give out another assist for the world in this time of the globe right now. And then, you know, just the craziness and the doom and gloom that it feels like a lot of Spurs fans and, you know, just global citizens are living under right now because of this virus. So good on Manu. But Manu Ginobili wasn't the only one doing his part to help teach, or in this case, calm the nerves of Spurs fans / just people. Let's start off with the Patty Mills, Joe. First of all, he gave a virtual toast to the entire world recently, helping everybody kind of ease themselves and calm down. He held up a beer and he posted a photo of it on social media. It was pretty good to see. But my goodness, Joe, I had no idea he was a guitar player after Giannis Antetokounmpo pretty much showed video of himself pretty much sucking at playing the guitar. Enter Patty Mills, Joe, who pretty much showed the Greek Freak the ropes. And he was a pretty good player, wasn't he, Joe?
Yeah, he was. But let's be honest, man. What really caught my eye was Giannis. He had that guitar and he kind of looked like a little ukulele in his arms, you know. So that was kind of funny. I'm like, is he playing a guitar? Is he really playing a ukulele? I was like, no, it's a guitar. And then it was good to see, you know, interesting to see Patty Mills, you know, wailing on his electric guitar. But hey, he does have experience, because remember, they did that spoof, that one segment years ago before they hit the playoffs, you know, where they were doing that 80s kind of spoof on an 80s band, and it was like Spurs, you know, and they had Patty and, you know, he who shall not be named and all that in there. It was quite funny, but who knew Patty Mills could play? You know, I wanted to do the Manu face, you know, when he saw Corey Joseph, you know, dunked the ball. He was kind of like, he can dunk. I was like, oh, Patty can play.
And he can not just play, like really, really play. And of course, a lot of Spurs fans thought that Mills was low-key recruiting. But it was good to see Giannis and Patty Mills having a funny exchange online, and obviously brought some smiles to a lot of Spurs fans that needed it right now, considering the way that things are in the world. And also, you got to give a shout out to DeMar DeRozan. You know, he's usually quiet on social media, but this time he revealed himself having a bit of fun with his two daughters as they did a TikTok dance. And of course, he had one of his daughters, I think the youngest one, jumping all over his back, and they're dancing. And of course, Joe, DeMar says the kids made him do that. I don't believe that. He looked like he was having a lot of fun.
No, he was having fun. His daughters probably wanted him to do that TikTok dance, you know, that's going around on social media. And who knew, you know, DeMar had a TikTok. So there you go. And yeah, he's just having fun with his girls, you know, trying to pass the time and, you know, just trying to calm their nerves, because I'm a parent as well. And that's what you do in times like this, you know, just have fun with them and just, you know, try to make them forget about what's going on in the outside world. But usually when I take my kids anywhere with me in public, they like lip syncing and dancing in the aisles to the music that's going on. And sometimes it's quite embarrassing, but it's funny to me nonetheless, because they put on a show for everybody else, you know, so they get a kick out of it. But yeah, that's just life, man. Just have fun with your kids.
Yeah, it was great to see. And the thing about it, too, is that it really resonated with a lot of Spurs fans. And that got a lot of eyes. I posted it on the Spurs Zone, News 4 San Antonio, and Fox29SanAntonio.com. You know, a lot of people were just saying, hey, this is good to see. There was even an outlet, I forget who it was, but basically they said, use DeMar DeRozan dancing and jumping up and down as a way of exercising while everybody's in quarantine. So it really hit across a lot of Spurs fans and just people in general, seeing DeMar DeRozan having fun with his little girls. And of course, Joe, I don't know if you saw this, but you know, a lot of people, I think, missed it. Luka Šamanić, the Spurs rookie, he was asking for some smoke on video games. He said he was going to fire up the controller. And I don't know if anybody did that with him, but nevertheless, yeah, obviously he's a kid still, so he's playing video games.
Yeah, so I don't know if I can bring him any smoke, man, or I don't want any of his smoke, because, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be any good trying to go up at him with NBA 2K or Fortnite or Modern Warfare. Don't really do good with those first-person shooters. I'm more of the retro, old-school gamer, you know, kind of like you, Jeff. We'll stick to Mario and, you know, Street Fighter, Streets of Rage, that kind of stuff, man. So I'm out of my element in that regards.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So you had that as well. But here's the thing, Joe. Kudos to Fox Sports Southwest for re-airing some of the Spurs past wins this season. Spurs fans, obviously, were poking fun of that, saying, oh, what are they going to show, 2-3 wins? But there were some good wins this season so far, hasn't there been?
Yeah, there was. You know, most recently, the one game that I kind of saw last night because of League Pass is the Spurs and the Mavericks game. You know, that was a good game. And, you know, they were re-airing last night. Fox Sports was Trailblazers and the Spurs game. And they re-aired them twice, you know, once at 6 and then again at 9. But, you know, it's a good thing that they're doing these, you know, this service for the fans, because everybody right now is staying at home, you know, and really not doing nothing. But hey, when you put a Spurs game on, it's like you get up for it. You want to watch Spurs games, or you want to watch basketball games in general. So good on Fox Sports for putting out the replays for the fans. You know, just give us some other games, and hopefully you can replay games that the Spurs are actually winning, you know, so we don't want to see them lose again at home with everything going on. At least throw us a bonus and show us a game that they came from behind and won, you know, make us feel good. You know, we don't want to be saddened again by another loss, you know.
Yeah. And the good thing, too, is that it's not just Fox Sports that's Southwest that is re-airing some of the Spurs best wins of this season. NBA TV recently is showing the Spurs 99 run to the title. I think and League Pass, by the way, is free during the global, or at least nationwide shutdown, which feels like it. And so there's a lot of Spurs action to catch on TV for those fans itching to just see some sort of action from their beloved team. All right. Well, when we get back, we're going to talk about the Spurs season. And at this point in the calendar year, is it pointless? Should the NBA even resume? We're going to talk about that and more. We're back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia. He is the host of Two Shots Podcast, a great Spurs podcast to go tune into and download and subscribe to. Just Google it. You will be happy. Joe, the Spurs NBA season is not anticipated to resume until late June, mid-June, the best. Obviously, that can change with this virus. We don't know how it's going to impact the sporting world. Obviously, we know what it's doing right now. It's shutting everything down, but this thing could linger. But let's just say it doesn't, and it does kind of relieve a bit and subside a bit around that time. Joe, what is your opinion? Should the Spurs season even resume?
That's basically up to Adam Silver, you know, and as we had stated before, he's probably going to look at all the information that's coming in right now. And, you know, he's going to make the best decision based not only just on the player safety, but also on the staff as well, because without cameramen and other people manning, you know, the audio and the visuals and the graphics and all the making sure that all the commercials play and all that, you have people that are going to be in proximity of one another. So at the end of the day, you got to make the best call for the safety of everyone involved, not just the players. So I really have an inkling that they might play in some iteration because there's a lot of money on the table, you know, and they said they would revisit this in 30 days, which would put it right around time for the NBA to come back right when the playoffs start. So if they do that, it would be the first eight teams from, or the top eight teams from both conferences, West and East, and they'll probably try to get through that fairly quickly if they do, in fact, decide to do that. But I don't know. I just, you know, there's a lot of money on the table, but at the end of the day, I think Adam Silver is going to do what's best for both the players and the staff that are involved, and he might just go ahead and cancel the rest of the season and not have the NBA come back until, you know, October of 2020. And even then, we don't really know what's going to happen. We're all in uncharted territory right now. So we're just going to have to, you know, I guess, respect the wishes of whatever Adam Silver does for the best interest of the league itself. And we as fans will be a little upset, but at the end of the day, we know it's for the greater good.
Yeah, I think it will resume. Part of me, well, let me get the part of me that says it shouldn't. Well, you got one. I think the big one is just players' health outside of the virus. And they'll have to resume play, obviously. They've probably been cold. They haven't really touched the basketball. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they have. Well, these NBA players probably have their own personal arenas at this point with the money they make. But, you know, there is still, you know, getting their game legs back. There's still the rust factor. You know, are you going to get a quality product when it comes back? Will there be maybe some really bad games to watch, you know, just because the players have been away from the court so long? I think fans in general, just NBA fans, would be okay with that because, you know, be a little understanding. And then there's this. What if the NBA does resume and it's under stricter conditions, you know, because they don't want to tempt fate and have another explosion of this virus and they have fanless arenas? You know, imagine it's Spurs, Grizzlies, battle for the eighth seed, but you can't go because, you know, they didn't want to take that extra step and being very precautious about, you know, containing the virus, even if they say it subsided. Joe, I mean, is it even worth it to have a season resume without fans?
It just, again, it all depends on the movement that the NBA wants to go in and whether they feel that, you know, the money is too good to pass up, you know. But again, you know, this is Adam Silver. I think he's really going to make the best decision and probably more than likely cancel the season, you know, for the rest of the year until, you know, October once again, where we'll see some preseason and the regular season start. But I personally think that he should just make the call sooner rather than later and just say we're canceling the rest of the season. You know, it is what it is. We're all in the same predicament. So I think he's going to do what's in the best interest, again, of the both the player and the staff that are going to be surrounding the players to make the shows go. You know, I mean, do you really want to put these guys at risk? Because at the end of the day, a life is worth more than the almighty dollar. You know, so that's my take on it.
Yeah, you hate to say, you know, bring in the financial aspect of it, considering, as you said right now, health is more important. But there's a lot of dollars being lost right now. NBA owners are going to feel the pinch. Players are going to feel the pinch. They're still getting paid. But, you know, how does that affect the next season? You know, there's been rumblings out there that this shutdown could. So bring back the NBA, yes. Bring back the Spurs season, yes. But I think I'd be okay – even if it was fanless, Joe. I think if the NBA wants to resume, even if it's a limited amount of fans or just no fans at all, until they, as a company, as a brand, feel comfortable of letting their players play with fans that could still have the virus, or against each other. And let's be honest, Joe, there have already been players that have been reported that have the virus. Kevin Durant, we know Rudy Gobert. There have been Christian Wood from the Pistons. You know, that could still be out there. So, sure, the NBA season could resume, but it could be in a different form. I'm of the opinion, Joe, that I think it should come back, and I'll take it, even if it's fanless and it's just broadcasted live, Joe. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, here's my thoughts. This is something that's kind of cutting edge. I think that they should do this instead, you know, for the safety of both the staff and the players. Most of these teams that are up in the, you know, the top eight in both conferences, they have some they have something called esports. They have, you know, these players, those professional mm-hmm. players that play the you know, NBA 2K on a professional level. Mm-hmm. Instead of playing the players and putting them in danger, why don't they actually have the teams go at it and represent the top eight teams in both the East and the West and play the games and air them on NBA TV? And just, you know, they're going to be simulations, of course, but hey, I think it would be cool and interesting to see something like that occur. You know, if they can't mm-hmm. have the players, I mean, this is the next best thing, seeing the mm-hmm. game played at a pro level, you know, and yeah. airing that and making that the focus, because this is something that is growing by leaps and bounds. And it'd be cool to showcase what these players, you know, as far as these esports, mm-hmm. you know, professionals work at. And I think it would be really fun, and it would be interesting to see a streaming game on a national level, you know, as far as the NBA 2K goes. That would be fun, and you could still have the revenue generated and whatnot and commercials being played and all that kind of stuff, but it would just be a little different. But it would still kind of be something that would be safe for both the fans and the players, you know. And who knows, maybe yeah. the players will chime in and, you know, be rooting for their team. That would be fun, you know, to see them be mm-hmm. on the sidelines, kind of just having fun and watching it as we all would be on social media.
Well, here's the thing. The Spurs do not have a professional NBA 2K league team. This may be the closest to it they get. As everybody knows, I follow and cover the NBA 2K league very intimately, and there have been no rumblings of the Spurs even thinking about getting into
this, yeah, but they weren't going to make the playoffs anyway, Jeff, so there's no harm, no foul.
That's true. But you got to wonder, you know, like, would it just be your Keldon Johnson and Samanich and Weatherspoon and maybe Derek White playing 2K, you know, the young guns? That'd be fun to see them play. But, yeah, look, there's so much that could happen with the NBA resuming, if it does, down the road. You know, there's so many things that can do, you know, the ripple effect of this virus that's having on the NBA's. You know, what about in the college? You know, what about the fact that there's no March Madness? So no way to see these young guys in action before they get drafted. What about the NBA Combine? You know, how's that going to be different? That's going to impact the Spurs, too, and how they evaluate draft talent. Because let's face it, they're going to have a high pick this year. If the NBA says, OK, wherever you were when the hiatus started, that's what you are. And sorry, Spurs, you're out of the playoffs. Or do they resume again? And they say, okay, you got to finish out the season, Spurs, have at it, and they make that change for the AC. So, you know, there's so many things that could happen. That's going to impact their draft stock, you know, how high or low they go. So, yeah, it's a situation that nobody thought they'd be in. I'm sure the NBA didn't think they'd be in, but health comes first. But as of right now, I am of the opinion they should resume, and I don't care in what form, just resume. And, Joe, I think you're saying health first above all.
Yeah, health first above all. You know, we want to have these players remain healthy, and we want to see some of our top talent play for years to come. So I would say just cancel the rest of the season, put the players' safety and health at first and foremost in front of the almighty dollar. You know, we don't need mm-hmm. you need the money, yes, but you're going to be able to make that up in some iteration. Mm-hmm. You know, but let's go ahead and just give the esports venue, you know, some time to shine. And I think that would be really, really fun and interesting, because you know that the people in Vegas would open up betting on that stuff, man.
Oh, you know they would. You know they would. All right, when we get back, Joe and I are going to put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs. We're back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia. He is the host of Two Shots Podcast. And Joe, I hear from the grapevine you have some good things coming for Spurs fans to enjoy.
Yeah, you know, since the season's kind of taken a hiatus, we have as well, because we're working behind the scenes. We're going to be bringing a brand new show that'll be premiering here shortly. And we've been working on logos and, you know, show structure and talking with the people that are going to be involved in this. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a different take on sports and something I think the fans will enjoy. So we're not ready to quite unveil that yet, but when we are, we'll let everybody know. So good things are in the works.
Yeah. And Joe, what have you been doing in the break? I know you've been working on this thing, but any things you have were able to catch up on? Like for me, I was able to catch up on a bunch of DC movies that I wasn't able to see during the regular season. Like, for example, I saw Bloodlines, Wonder Woman Bloodlines. I saw Gotham by Gaslight. What have you been doing?
Really, what I've been doing is finding new ways to use technology to bring people together. You know, I'd like to, you know, be able to host watch parties, so maybe we can watch replays of games and actually watch them together in real time and actually be able to chat with one another in real time. So I've been looking at different types of platforms out there and testing those out and having Presidio watch parties and watching Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus, movies and TV series with some of my friends and family members. Even though we can't be around each other, we're able to have virtual watch parties and watch these series and movies and be able to talk and, you know, comment with each other in real time, which has been fun and interesting. So that's what I've been working on. You know me, I always like to create stuff. So that's what I've been doing.
Yeah. Joe definitely has his pulse on technology. That's one thing he's really good at. And I got to know him off record and off recording. And man, he's a whiz at this stuff. You definitely should go and follow him on Twitter, which is just at Two Shots Podcast. Correct, Joe?
Yes, sir. For everything they need to know, just go to twoshotspodcast.com, all spelled out, twoshotspodcast.com.
Hey, Joe, speaking of which, the Spurs are, the NBA TV is re-airing the Spurs 99 run. What was your favorite moment of that? And you can't say them winning the title. Was there a moment during that series that you say, you know what, that was such a badass play?
To me, the play that always stand out is just Avery Johnson's jump shot that sealed the deal, you know. Yeah. And prior to that, the other play that really stood out at me was in the playoffs, you know, against the Portland Trailblazers and, Sean Elliott sinking in that Memorial Day miracle, because on paper, the Blazers were, you know, stacked, you know. They were a super team before super teams were around. And the Spurs had, you know, they gave the Spurs no chance at beating them, and everything all looked like it was slipping away for the Spurs. But lo and behold, they found a way to climb back in. And then you had that Memorial Day miracle, the shot heard around the Alamo City, which was such a magical thing, because if Spurs fans remember that far back, when he sunk that shot, you could just go outside and you could hear everybody down the block for miles just cheering and yelling and screaming and everybody just in jubilation, giving high fives and all that. Same thing happened when Avery Johnson, you know, hit that jumper to seal the deal and the Spurs won. I mean, the city just erupted. So those are memories that I'm always going to, you know, that are going to be near and dear to me, and always have that, you know, iconic moment that, man, this actually did happen. The Spurs are the NBA champs, you know, which we thought would never happen. But with the advent of us acquiring, you know, Tim Duncan, that just changed everything for us, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. For me, I think a good one and a bad one. I'll start off with a bad one. Was the memory of Latrell Sprewell just smashing one on Jaren Jackson. I mean, you didn't have to be a Spurs fan to just appreciate what Latrell Sprewell did to Jackson on that play. It was just devastating. And that was one of the wins that Knicks had over San Antonio in that series. And I think for me, too, not picking the buzzer going off and the Spurs celebrating, because that'd be too easy as far as a favorite moment in that series, was just game one. The nerves, the city of San Antonio was just on pins and needles, because that was it. You know, everybody was electrified. And then it was on NBC at the time. Was it on the ABC? Was it on ESPN? It was with the iconic 90s intro music that everybody loves. And there it was, live from San Antonio. And it was the first time ever that the Spurs were in the spotlight for an NBA Finals. I remember game one, the electricity in the Alamo Dome was out of control. And the Spurs looked nervous themselves. And I think that really resonated with me because, hey, you know, you see the Spurs fighting to make the playoffs. Before that, they would make it, only get bounced out by Utah. Karl Malone and Stockton always ended their season. Of course, the disappointing series versus the Rockets before Tim Duncan arrived, where Olajuwon just went crazy. And then to see game one happen, an NBA Finals in San Antonio, it was great. So, oh man, so many good moments in that series. And hopefully there will be more to come down the road for the Spurs future. Joe, one more time, tell everybody how they can follow you on social media.
Yeah, for everything they need to know, they can just go ahead and check us out at twoshotspodcast.com, and that's all spelled out, twoshotspodcast.com. And I have all our social media handles, as long as the, you know, as well as with the latest episodes of the Two Shots Podcast and our backlog of videos from our YouTube channel as well. So make sure you go and check out our website.
There you go. Make sure to check out Joe Garcia's Two Shots Podcast website. Follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Go to the Spurs Zone News for San Antonio on Fox29SanAntonio.com. And subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you find your favorite podcast. So for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.